Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. With savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.
Guadalupe squares, ringtones, and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
You're a very nice man.
Like, you're pretty beat up. Are you all right?
Yes.
Okay, everything's, you're going to make it?
Yes.
Is anything broken?
I don't believe so. I don't know where my phone is.
So we're scrambling around in these bushes looking for phones and stuff. It was
right next to the snake.
That's exactly what I think, because I was like, I wanted to stop helping her. At first, I was like, are you okay?
Yes.
And my first instinct is, COVID, keep riding. But then I just couldn't leave her laying there.
So out of my way, old woman.
It was my act of kindness.
I don't know. You know what this says to me? This says that anybody, whenever you're following anybody on a bike, you're a jinx. You're mush. They're gonna eat crap whenever anybody's in front of you on a bike.
It is true.
You see Homer,
you're mush from
the
Bronx Tale.
Yeah. If you see me coming in from behind, that look on my face, like I got no control of that thing. She just looked over her shoulder once, and I happened to catch it. Like she's looking at me, like she thinks I'm coming her way. She doesn't know this thing splits off to the right. Down she went, and it was an odd kind of calm fall, but all of her stuff was all over the desert floor. It was pretty
yard great. Sale.
It was just a complete yard sale.
I've been there. I understand.
Oh yeah, but she was walking. It's different. Like
yeah,
if you're
true.
Just walking, like you were on a bike when you ate it.
Yeah,
you know, I've been the one.
And it wasn't like the ground gave away.
Well, she wasn't in a sinkhole. She was just walking down a slight decline. You know, like a little going into a little tiny.
And it wasn't like depression. There was no little edge on either side.
No, it was a trail she was on. It was just slippery rock. And she,
I fell down.
But, yeah, no screaming, nothing. Just, and then now she's out. And she struggled to get back up. I thought she was really injured. It was just, I don't think she had much left in her. I think that lady might have been on a suicide walk. One time I got into a wreck once where I still to this day don't know what happened. My bike just stopped. And I went sailing. Like, what did I hit? I was in the air thinking, what did I hit? Because I'm not on a bike anymore, and I'm still going fast. And as I hit the ground, my wallet shot out of my backpack. And I never keep it in that little pocket. Shot out of the backpack. All the credit cards went, whoosh, when it hit the ground. I'm like, you got to be kidding. I'm sliding. I'm hearing stuff float. I had stuff all over the place. And then, of course, what did the guy say that sees it? What did you hit, bro? I don't know. Nothing, really. I just a ghost. Took my spokes out.
I'm going to hit you if you keep it
up. Yeah, get out of here. I don't need to meet the guy who just saw that. You all right? You crushed. Yeah, I'm fine. Now you need to keep walking.
And after that day, that's when you said, that's it. One credit card.
That was it. I had to clean my wallet out anyway. There's a lot of unnecessary business cards in there. But to that lady yesterday, you are my act of kindness for the holidays. I felt pretty good about it.
That's it. You're done now.
I helped her up, and I reached into a snake. I'm going to call it infested.
A den.
A den. It really was. It was a tree, and on the bottom of the tree, there were all those little bush things around the creosote tree, and I don't know if that's what it was. It sounds right. But it was in there.
It was a complete True Grit rescue.
Brady, it was a True Grit rescue, and also it was about 5:30 p.m.
Prime time.
Prime time. It's about 78 degrees. And they're waiting for me to reach in there. Plus, it's fall. They're slower. He wouldn't have warned me as quick as he would have bit me.
Hey, they want Thanksgiving just as much as you do.
Pretty much a charmer is what I think. I charmed that snake. And he had a big meal sitting there on its back. It couldn't get up. I mean, I would have fed the snake. This one's the one you want to bite.
15 minutes later, you'd have been pulling two legs out of the throat of that snake.
Lady,
I'm okay.
No, you're not. The snake is it's taking you over.
I'll be fine. Please leave me alone.
But I did think about it after because I'm like, maybe I'm Maybe I was annoying to her. Maybe she didn't need the guy who saw her fall hanging around. I don't think she'd have gotten up. She was literally turtle on her back. You know.
I could see that happening.
Nice woman, but let's just say those yoga pants were getting a workout. And that
and they didn't tear?
No, thank God. That would have been worse for
me.
You'd
have kept riding at that point.
That would have been my tragedy. Because then I'd have had to see that.
The package.
Yeah, it just comes out. All the muffins came out of the little tin. It's like poking holes in the side of a toothpaste tube. It's just. Nope, it didn't tear. Thank God. And she didn't want it. But I don't think she'd have gotten up without somebody coming by. That was a struggle for her. And the best part is,
maybe I should try to get up facing downhill.
Okay. She was suicidal. I'm convinced that lady's still wandering around out there just waiting for coyotes to eat her. But
changed her mind after the tumble.
But Brady, that doesn't negate the fact that I am a Thanksgiving hero. Hero, I tell you. It was wonderful.
You're a very nice man.
Actually, I didn't experience many kind people. You know, you're the only person in the city says that about me.
Why?
Oh, it's, trust me. That's not my reputation. Now get up.
You saved her life, and now she went home and says, that's it. I'm inviting 30 more people to Thanksgiving.
There you go. Get the COVID. Oh, and I got to say, I had a horrible, you know when you first go to sleep and you have those quick dreams?
Yeah.
I had one that just sent me reeling. It was a plane crash. I was in it.
Did you jolt?
Oh, did I jolt? It was started another little anxiety attack. I was pacing for about 2 hours. I was a mess. So this thing, this plane is just rattling. I'm in it. And it starts to go, and it starts going down. I'm like, and my heart's racing. I wake up in a pure panic, full sweats. I'd only been asleep for like 8 minutes. It was the first thing that greeted me when I was asleep. So I'm in this mess. And then I checked the news. And because I am flying later this week, I have great news to report that a plane, an American Airlines jet, hit some birds yesterday.
They called bird strike.
They had a bird strike. It blew up the cockpit windshield, and they weren't worried about the engines, but they had to land an emergency landing in Chicago, and I rest easy. On weeks I fly, I like to have some sort of airline news of some sort of plane that didn't make it to its destination via a crash or diversion. Because it makes it safer to fly for the next few days. You don't see two or three in a row. Oh, it's great to see. There's a headline.
TMZ. The windshield washer fluid wasn't enough for the birds. Well,
couldn't wash off.
It was too cloudy. Like,
oh, thank God.
Flying over Chicago, are you sure there weren't bullets that were coming through the windshield?
They say birds,
I mean,
flying objects in Chicago are all known as birds. A lot of those are just 9mm bullets. I'm feeling more comfortable now about my flight later this week because... Whew, without airline tragedy news, I hop on that thing. I'm a disaster. 2 o'clock yesterday, birds pepper this thing. They had to float back to Chicago. I'm like, that is great news. I'm sorry for everyone on board who was horrified like I was in my dream, but I've lived your fear, and now I can fly freely without being afraid. And all of us can rest a little easier because evidently, did you see the numbers? They said 55 million people flew last year. COVID, knocking that down to about 48. We're taking this seriously.
Is that all it dropped?
That's all. I heard that this morning. Who knows what the actual numbers are going to be? 48. And then somebody said it's a 50% drop in some cities.
That must have picked up just recently.
No, but it's not. Did you see the airport Friday? Just jammed.
Oh,
packed full. It was packed. And they're like, it's still down from last year, but this is, people are flying. They're going anywhere they want to go. And the airlines are like, we're not saying a thing.
No.
Just hop on. We'll get you there. So people are, they're done. They're done. They're done participating.
Ronnie had a friend that that she worked with years ago and got in touch with her, but she's like, she got the COVID. And she's like, I don't know how. I have been doing everything, been completely safe. I mean, I just got back from Oregon, and she's been doing weekend trips all over.
Yeah, but with her mask on. People think that that's right. All it takes. Well, I'm going to isolate further in another place. Just quietly set up a little tent. Yeah, nobody's playing along anymore. We got a vaccine coming.
It's in the air.
Yeah, it's out there now. You can't control which way the wind blows. Go have fun. We're done.
We're going to have 20 million or I think 20 million in December will get the vaccine.
That's great, Brady. We're all good.
December 14th.
It's over. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's over.
No, the rest of you will get it by May.
Yeah, you'll be fine, too. Don't worry about it. The ones who live will get there, and the ones who don't, it's over. The whole thing's over, except for your kids are going to be back in your house here soon because they can't afford to do that. But they're already starting that virtual learning thing again. So, yeah, I'm proud of everybody. We ignored it. We blamed everybody else. And look, we're all still here. Great work, everyone. Now, there's definitely people who are losing their families, and their mothers and fathers have died. And I have a friend who's both his parents are one's in the ICU, and a mom's getting better, but the dad's not. And, yeah, what are you going to do? You know, nobody's going to pay attention anymore. Travel. It's Thanksgiving. Hop on something with a bunch of other strangers who all say the same thing. I don't know anybody who said, I ignored it the whole way. And I got, everybody's like, I was diligent. I did everything right. Uh-huh. Didn't work. So, what are you going to do? Now, speaking of things that don't work, it's Play-Doh Day.
Oof. I'm excited.
Brett's first time through.
Say Joe Burrow's knee.
Oh, that too. Do you want to talk about football? Because I'm out of fingers.
Hey!
I'm out of fingers for wins.
You're maxed out.
I got to start using other body parts to count wins now. Whee! First one to 10. That was pretty fun. And Steeler fans, I got to say, the guys that text with me, getting a little greedy because I got a text from a friend of mine yesterday. It is 20-3, and I get a text that says, how can we struggle with this team so much? I'm like, it's 20-3. We're fine. Put another one on the board. Snail biters crushing me. Like, it is 27-3 in the fourth quarter, a team that has not moved the ball the whole game. Dude, we should be up 60-3. I'm like, yes, all teams think they should score on every play. You have to remember, the other team's actually trying. They're professional players. Should have killed them, dude. I don't understand it. Squeak by this one. I'm going to get killed by the Ravens on Thursday. I'm like, you're getting greedy. You think that every single play should be a touchdown. And if it's not, we suck. So we're starting to get that, it's a little too full of every win is now guaranteed kind of thing. So we'll see. But 10 of them, that's a lot. It's a lot of wins. Let's see, there's been 10 games, 10 wins. I can't even figure the math out on how many losses that would be. Brady, you want to help out? None. It's a zero. There's a goose egg there. It's smoke.
I think
ring.
I can figure that out.
And it's real easy. That's why. It's fun. But so, yeah, you got that going for you. And then those Chiefs and Raiders, that game last night was insane. Chiefs come back at the end like the Raiders are a team that wasn't
there. Give me a minute
15. Yeah, give me a minute 15 seconds and watch this. Boom, boom, boom. And it was quick. It was surgical. They're horrifying. But the Raiders almost got them twice. So the Raiders, I don't think the Chiefs want to see the Raiders in the playoffs. I don't think they want to see that team again. Because some reason they're not afraid of them, and they've got their number. That was an angry Chiefs team. That was that team that's like, you did a victory lap around our building. We're going to kill you for that. And the Raiders are like, no, you're not. And they were a minute away from winning that damn thing.
Another victory lap.
I don't think the Raiders will take kindly to being that close. I think the Raiders and Chiefs play again. The Raiders are going to win that. Raiders are they're a big
fat
question mark. Yeah, they might be dangerous. I don't think they're good. Like all the way around, like really scary. They can beat anybody. It's coming down to it right now. And the Bears had the weekend off.
So it's a great weekend for Bears
fans.
Right.
You guys enjoyed
we were off,
that.
Yeah.
The Bengals are
done.
That's well, they were done before, but now.
Done even more.
What is it about?
Buckeyes pulled it out.
Yeah, almost lost that. The weekend of, the week of November like 17th through the 24th in Washington.
You're saying that.
That's when Theismann's leg blew up. That's when Alex Smith's leg blew up, and that's when Joe Burrow's leg blew up. In that same stadium, when they have a home game, both Theismann and Alex Smith happened on November 18th.
Wow.
And this one was the November 18th week game, and Burrow's leg explodes. He's lucky he's young because he's a little more pliable. A couple years of scar tissue on that knee, and that whole thing blows up. That was did you see it?
I saw the replay. Yeah, I didn't see it live, but
buckling.
Roll up, and it was a slow.
Gross. It started going
it kept
in.
Bending.
And luckily, his knee just said, no, we go this way. And like at the last second, so gross. I can't watch those knee things. Those are brutal. Brett, this is what you've got to look forward to today.
All right.
A few years ago, we had a band called
I'm excited about this.
Faustian.
Wow.
Why would you just not?
I was excited. What's this?
Ouch, my balls.
This song is affectionately known as Ouch, My Balls, because there's no other way the man could sing that high.
That's a guy?
Yes.
He's got a hold of a Geddy Lee sack.
Yeah, Geddy Lee is twisting his balls while he sings.
Ouch, my balls.
Geddy Lee sounds like Peter Steele compared to this.
All right. Yeah. Geddy Lee is definitely a baritone. This one's banned from...
Why are you doing this? He's got plenty to listen to.
It's called it's Let's Have Some Fun by 1967. We were convinced this guy was on roller skates. I like that
sounds
noise.
Like a little Dead Kennedys in there.
Yeah, but think of him slipping. In. It's the lady who I almost killed yesterday. Got a little of that. And then last year's gem, which we still love and use, Dendar. This goes on for nearly 4 minutes.
Great if you got the hookah going.
We've had people ask for this for the wake-up song.
Because it's so memorable.
Did Dendar get in this year?
No. I don't believe they did. Are they on our list?
No.
It was questioned whether or not they were actually a band.
Oh, just some was. Dude dicking around.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll always live with Faustia.
Where's my button? Just hit it now.
You don't have it yet.
Oh, damn it.
You're not allowed. Not allowed to have it.
This is horrible.
Yeah, well, radio.
How long did this go before I got buzzed out?
I think we just kept going.
Well, let me hurt this jam.
Ouch, my balls. Oh.
I can't wait.
With lies.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing we do every year. The Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, local bands.
There have been some gems, though, I've
there
heard.
There have been.
Whiskey Six came out of this,
heck,
and they were great.
We got some really good ones. We've got a bunch of bands that you're like, wow, there's some real solid stuff going on here.
But there's that.
But then you're going to have to, you know, it's the needle in the haystack. You're going to have to, there's going to be some stuff that isn't a needle. Sometimes you reach into the haystack, and there's, so, Palladio is upon us. So what
excited.
We're going to do here, we're going to have, I know, it's.
I was excited.
I'll
I don't
crush
know
your enthusiasm
now.
For sure.
Thanks. You imagine Scooby-Doo on roller skates just all over the place.
Well, as I was riding my bike yesterday, I'm like, on your left, lady, and I heard, oh. Down she went.
It was in her earbuds.
Yep. Which were somehow in a bush, not near her. She fell so hard, her earbuds popped out of her head. We had to search for them. They're in there good, right? They don't just blow out of your head.
Well, if you're
impact,
tumbling,
she wasn't tumbling.
Oh.
She just fell. It wasn't like a roll. Like, dude, everything on her body just went whoof and left her body. Like pressure from her ears blew her ear holes open. I don't know what she was sitting in. Maybe that's why she was so calm. I think everything inside her was out.
If she had too much wax in the ears, they'd slide out. Really.
Oh, wouldn't wax kind of anchor them in? My wax would. My wax is thick. My wax looks sort of like sweet potatoes.
Could be a filling for a pie.
You wouldn't know. I could put it right in there and you wouldn't
know.
Put
some butter on it.
A lot of people have that yellow. Mine's this dark orange. It ain't pretty. And it's heavy. You ever get a tumbler? Just like something just falls out of your ear.
Yep.
What the hell was that? You never had a tumbler? No. Oh, yeah. I get those now and again. Everything's fine. I can clean them, and then the whole day's going on. You're like, whack, whack, bloop. And like something blops out of your ear.
Or you get that one that's kind of rattling, and then you're like, what the hell? Yeah. And then all of a sudden it just flops out, and you got Carnuba sitting on your shoulder. Terrible.
Put that into your shoulder and buff it out.
Yeah, you can wax your
cut body. Some mothers on me.
You know what? I got a whole bunch of turtle wax just fell out of my head. If you're not interested, I'm going to use it. Carnuba in your head. Wonder if it would work like that.
I don't know.
You would give it a run. A little, just a patch, just a test. Because I got enough in there to do a midsize. at least my right ear. I could mid-size with the right ear. I could probably get like a motorcycle gas tank with the left. The right ear is a producer.
You got to clean them more often.
I do. I go through Q-tip boxes like crazy. I love yanking that out. Sometimes, Brady, I'll have the Q-tip in there, and I can feel it, and it's grabbing. There's something grabbing back. And as I pull, it's like a little drain snake comes along. Like I got something, and it's hanging off of there.
It's like Stretch Armstrong.
You know when kids get that caramel on a stick kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
It's that texture. Mm. You want to see?
No.
Yes!
I kind of do.
Here he goes.
There's nothing real surfacey. I got to dig a little. Maybe get a tumbler. Get some carnauba, as Brett says. Nothing doing.
Damn it.
Oh, it's waxy. It's a waxy. It's close. We're real close. I think I do have one right on the precipice of...
Oh. You see anything on that? Oh, there, oh, oh. Not funny.
It's hilarious. Your reaction is worth it. Oh. I think for your reaction, I would eat my own. Oh my God. I enjoy
it. You just did it right there.
No, it's just earwax. Big deal. Who hasn't stuck the end of the Q-tip?
Like a lollipop.
I swear to you, for your own. Like if you were in my room and I was covered in tummy pancakes, I'd be like, "Watch this."
Come on.
What are you doing in my room for that? Anyway, get out of there. So here's how it's going to work. Play-Doh will start right at 7. We got 15 today and 15 tomorrow, and we start with a couple of bands who have been part of it before. Bone Cookie was in the finals a few years ago. And fun. They were a fun band. I think Moons, Birds, and Monsters were, I don't know if they were a finalist, but they were, I think if
it
I remember
sounds
right,
familiar.
They were kind of jazzy, if I remember right. So we'll start off with the bands that get us going, get those bands out of the way. And each hour, we're going to try to get 5 of those songs in there. And, you know, very rarely do we come up short for the day. So 15 today starts about 7. So we'll get a Brady report in here in just a little bit. But you guys give us a wake up song just before. Maybe it could be one of our old little Dandar, the wake-up this morning. 3 minutes and 44 seconds.
I'm looking forward to some of these gems.
You and me both. Day one is always exciting. Day two is usually where we're all just we're done.
I'm curious about the whatever the label or the management team that is brought two people to
perform. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Well, we got the bios in front of us. It'll fall out in front of us as we go. We'll see. Give us a wake-up song, though. 585-9800. A good one, and we'll start off this short week right. It's 98 KUPD.
Wake up!
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.
Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.